Our text today comes out of Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice came from the cloud and said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you've seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, most of the time our lives feel ordinary. We wake up, we make coffee, we go to work, we pay bills, we run errands, we attend our kids' events, and we try to keep up with the people and responsibilities that God has placed in front of us. Faith, on most days, looks a lot like doing the next right thing. There are no bright lights, no heavenly voices, no mountaintop moments, just life. And sometimes in the middle of that ordinary rhythm, we wonder if we're seeing the whole picture. We wonder if we have enough strength for what lies ahead. We wonder what to do when following Jesus leads us into hard places. And those questions sit right at the heart of this transfiguration story. Before we ever reach the shining mountain, we need to remember what the disciples were carrying in their hearts. Just a few verses earlier, Jesus has spoken plainly about what waits for him in Jerusalem. He has told them that he will suffer, he will be rejected, and that he will be killed. Peter had pushed back on him hard at that time, insisting that such things should never happen. The disciples expected a Messiah who would rise in power, not one who would move toward a cross. Their hopes and their assumptions have been shaken. They are confused and anxious, and they are uncertain about what following Jesus will actually cost them. And into this unsettled moment, Jesus invites 3 of them, Peter, James, and John, to climb a mountain with him. In Scripture, mountains are never casual places. Moses met God on a mountain. Elijah heard the still small voice on a mountain. Mountains are places where heaven and earth draw close. These 3 disciples don't know it yet, but they are about to receive something they will desperately need for the road ahead. Matthew tells us that once they reach the top, Jesus is transfigured before them. His face shines like the sun. His clothes become dazzling white. And for just a brief moment, the veil is pulled back and they see who he truly is. The Jesus that they have walked with and eaten with and listened to, not only as a teacher from Nazareth, but as a friend. And now they see He is the very glory of God in human flesh. Then Moses and Elijah appear beside him, talking with him. Their presence is not random. Moses represents the law, the covenant, and the commandments that shaped Israel's life. Elijah represents the prophets, the long line of voices calling God's people back to faithfulness. Everything God has spoken in the past now stands on that mountain pointing toward Jesus. The story of Israel has been moving toward this moment all along. Peter, he's overwhelmed, he's not quite knowing what to do, and he blurts out a plan. He offers to build 3 shelters, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. It's an honest reaction. He wants to hold on to that moment. He wants to capture glory and keep it safe. He also wants to capture glory and keep it for himself. We can understand that instinct. Whenever something beautiful or holy happens, we want to freeze it in its place. But while Peter is still talking, God interrupts him. "This is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And those words change everything. The voice from heaven doesn't say, "Listen to Moses." It doesn't say, "Listen to Elijah." It says, "Listen to Jesus." The law and the prophets matter, but they find their fulfillment and their center in Christ. And at the voice of God, the disciples fall to the ground terrified. You know, glory can do that to us. Real encounters with God remind us how very small we are and how very great He is. But what happens next is the most beautiful part of the whole scene. Jesus comes to them and He touches them. "Get up, don't be afraid." And when they look up, Moses and Elijah are gone. Only Jesus remains. The vision fades, but Jesus stays. As they walk down the mountain, He tells them not to speak of what they have seen until after the resurrection. See, some things can only be understood in the right season. The disciples will carry this memory quietly until the rest of the story unfolds. In this text, we see a moment of dazzling glory set right in the middle of confusion and fear. A glimpse of heaven is given to ordinary followers who are not sure that they are ready for what comes next. This wasn't just meaningful for the disciples. It reaches straight into our lives. The Transfiguration is not just a miracle story to admire. It is a gift from God meant to prepare His disciples for valleys. Jesus didn't take Peter, James, and John up on the mountain to help them escape the hard road ahead. He took them up the mountain to strengthen them for it. Nothing about this experience changes the direction of His mission. The cross is still coming. Jerusalem is still waiting. Suffering is still part of the plan. What changes is not the path, but the disciples' understanding of who walks with them on that path. They're given a glimpse of glory so that they will not lose heart when darkness falls. Loved ones, this is how God works. He doesn't promise us a life without valleys. He promises us Himself in the middle of them, Every now and then, in His kindness, He gives us moments that remind us who He is. A word from Scripture that meets us exactly where we are. A song in worship that lifts our spirits. A prayer answered in a way we didn't expect. A quiet assurance that we are not alone. These moments aren't meant to replace daily faithfulness. They are meant to sustain it. The Transfiguration teaches us that following Jesus will sometimes feel confusing. The disciples thought they understood the Messiah, and then Jesus started talking about crosses. We have our own versions of that confusion. We follow Christ, and we still face illness, grief, disappointment, and uncertainty. We pray and don't always receive the answers that we hoped for. We try to be faithful and still walk through seasons that hurt. And when that happens, we can be tempted to wonder if we misunderstood something along the way. This passage speaks directly to those doubts. It reminds us that Jesus is more than we can see on any given day. He is still the beloved Son of God. He is still the center of God's plan, and the command from heaven still rings true for us. Listen to Him. That simple instruction cuts through so much noise. When life feels complicated, listen to Him. When fear rises, listen to Him. When we don't know what step to take next, listen to Him. Discipleship, at its heart, is not about having every answer. It's about staying close enough to Jesus that we hear His voice. And notice how Jesus treats His frightened followers. He doesn't fuss them for their fear. He doesn't tell them to be braver. He touches them and speaks gently, "Don't be afraid." That is still His posture toward us when we feel overwhelmed by life or uncertain about the future. Christ meets us with patience and with grace. Most of us will not have mountaintop visions like Peter, James, and John. But we don't need dazzling lights to know that God is real. We have Scripture. We have the witness of the church. We have the quiet work of the Holy Spirit shaping our hearts day by day. And from time to time, God gives us small glimpses of His nearness to keep us going. These glimpses aren't meant to make us chase experiences. They are meant to help us walk faithfully back down the mountain into real life. Because real discipleship happens in kitchens and in workplaces, in hospital rooms and in school hallways, in ordinary conversations and everyday choices. The mountain prepares us, but the valley is where faith gets lived out. So here's the gentle truth this story leaves in our hands. The Jesus who shines in glory on the mountain is the same Jesus who walks with us through every valley. The one declared as God's beloved Son is the same one who touches frightened disciples and tells them not to be afraid. The Christ who stands at the center of the law and the prophets stands at the center of our lives as well. And maybe that brings us back to the question we began with. What do we do when the journey with Jesus grows hard? Where do we find the strength when the road turns towards suffering instead of success? We remember the mountain. We remember who He is. We listen to Him, and we keep walking. because the story does not end on a mountain of glory. It ends with an empty tomb and a risen Savior who promises to be with us always. The glimpse we receive now carries us forward until the day when faith becomes sight. Until then, we follow, we trust, we listen, and we take that next step, knowing that the same Jesus who revealed His glory long ago is walking beside us every day. Bow your heads with me, please. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the mountaintops that prepare us for the valleys. And Father, thank you for the valleys when we can remember your goodness to sustain us. Lord, as we leave this worship space, go with us, protect us, and give us strength in our valleys. And the reminder to praise you on our mountaintops. We ask all this in the name of Christ. Amen.